Band Jam. And we are, of course, recording this on the day after recovering from the band jam. So I don't have much of a voice yet after between introducing bands and yelling and screaming for them. But we are done with Band Jam 2018 officially, and we are now a week after, because this is a show that we recorded ahead of time, and going to be featuring a band that actually is playing Roar on the Shore this weekend, Sour Mash. But excited to be back with you and with another great evening of local music, Utah.
Yeah, we certainly left it all at Cooper's Lake, that's for sure. But what a fantastic weekend last weekend was. Shout out to everybody who made it happen. I think the lineup from start to finish was the best we've ever had. Just hats off to the bands. I mean, every one of them delivered, and greatly appreciate it. Nothing but just incredible feedback about the event. So yeah. Thank you all for making it possible.
And Cooper's Lake Campground, too. People were raving about everything together, and that's what, you know, we've been commenting on that and trying to encourage people to be a part of it for those reasons, because the setting is perfect. The bands make it perfect, and it is just so cool. Well, it wasn't cool that weekend.
No.
the bands sweated it out, that's for sure. But it is so cool to see each and every one of these acts bring their A game, and they make it special for themselves to be a part of that band jam. That's probably something that really stood out to me, watching every one of these acts really wanting to, you know, be as good as the last act before and the next act that's going to follow.
Yeah, that's always the cool thing about it. And, of course, Lee, Marty, and Matt worked so hard to make all them bands sound so good and loud and clear for everybody to enjoy. And just, like I said, we left it all at Cooper's Lake last weekend, so everybody did. Thanks.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you all for attending and supporting the local music and our celebration of the Band Jam, that is a celebration of all things local, and in particular this show, the Grassroots Show. We're excited to have the opportunity to present that to you, and we'll hope to see you there again next year as it continues to get bigger. And I tell you, I think a lot of people are going to be running to Huffnagel and Majors down in Harmony and buying some trailers so that they can stay for the entire weekend in style.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I got a trailer a couple years ago, and I love it. I just love camping out there. It's perfect.
Yeah, it really is. So, next up, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. Of course, just happening this weekend, the Pittsburgh Blues Festival down at the Sirius Shrine. And I know the Needs Hotel Band, and they're playing there, but also gearing up for the big Corbri Woodstock event coming up a Labor Day weekend. I mean, my goodness, it's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, I think the Pittsburgh Roots and Blues Festival actually just finished up when we started airing tonight. So yeah. I hope they had a successful show. It's for great cause, of course, Autism Society of Pittsburgh. So, and John Vento puts everything he's got into this music scene as well. So
yeah,
I hope it was a home run for him.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, John's just such a special guy. I know we had a gentleman drive in from Columbus, Ohio to watch the band jam, and John noticed him singing along to, John did a cover of Taxi, the great Harry Chapin tune, and this guy's responding to that, and John noticed that from the stage. I mean, you think a lot of times these performers are up there just performing their thing and focused on what they're doing. No, the audience means a lot to them, and that was a prime example right there, and he came out and gave him a CD and signed it for him and really acknowledged the fact that, you know, he appreciated the support from the stage.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, neat stuff. So, Sour Mash, they are making a trek up north to Erie and then up to New York and then out east and doing a little regional tour. And they're a band that's had some success on the national stage, too, getting songs in movies and television shows. And they're going to be in the studio here tonight to talk to us a little bit about their tour. And they're actually filming this. They're making a documentary of the travels and the performances. This is they're called the baddest biker band on the planet. They literally hop on the motorcycles and bring everybody out and have a good time and do a lot of course biker related events too. So
yeah, and it's a cool they're including us in it. It seems like each year we've been getting included into a documentary here for the last couple 3 years, so that's pretty cool.
Very awesome stuff. But we're going to start out with some music here, and just haven't gotten enough of Band Jam just yet, but just want to give each and every one of the 21 acts that performed a big offer of kudos, a pat on the back for a job well done, especially the bands that were doing it in the heat of the day when that sun was beating down on the stage.
Washboard Tony and Son at 5 on Friday and Mary Lou Scherer at 5 on Saturday. Oh, I felt so bad.
It was because there was not a lot of air moving down inside the bowl.
There was no air moving in the bowl. None. Zero. Yeah. In fact, I think there was a negative effect of some sorts going on.
Yeah.
Just pulling stuff out of us.
But just great performances all weekend, and we're just going to do it simple and go right to our headliners of the weekend. And Red Room Effect, we're going to play their song Raindrops. What a show they performed to close out Band Jam. They did a couple of covers, including just an unbelievable version of Black Sabbath in with their mix of stuff. And, you know, it just shows you how diversely talented that band is.
Yeah, and then say we throw some Skell on as well. I just, boy, they threw down their new material is just incredible. I love these guys. I think we've been working together now for 15 plus years.
Wow.
Them and Doppler Effect are probably the two longest bands around still I've been working with. And to be able to get them on this bill was fantastic. We were warning everybody. Oh, well, you came out with a helmet on. He said, it's time to get your helmet on. So, oh, man, they threw down. And it was just, it was great to have them. And like you said, the other 20 bands on the bill as well.
You know, I refer to my wife a lot on this show, but she probably paid the ultimate compliment to Skell.
Stunned to hear this.
We were talking. She was, and this was during the show on Saturday. It was probably starting to approach the evening, and we were just chatting for a minute in between breaks. And she said, you know, she's been to every one of the band jams, and has gotten to really respect local music and enjoy seeing it. And she brought out the fact. She said, you know, as many great bands as you've had here, she said that might have been the greatest performance I have ever seen at band jam. The performance of Skell. And she says, and that's not my style of music, but I appreciated the musicianship. And it was like, amen. There you go.
Thank you, Betsy. That is a great, great summary.
Let's get to it here tonight on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7.
And it's kind of warm. The raindrops are falling. Heaven's gonna pour.
Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight, and our next segment being brought to you by the Rainbow Inn at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. Again, our continuously longest-running sponsor from day number one. They have survived six band jams, six Grassy Awards, and about almost 320 shows now. We appreciate their support, and you can stop on by for a refreshing Man Can special. I don't think you would have had enough Man Can specials this past weekend to keep enough liquid in you to stay hydrated, that's for sure. What do you think?
No, it was a hot one, yeah. But for sure, stop down the Rainbow. This show wouldn't be here without them, so got to get down there and show them some support back, please.
Yes, say hello and tell them the Grassroots Show sent you. We are excited to have, I guess you could say, the baddest biker band on the planet is their moniker, and they are the band Sour Mash, and we've got the whole crew in here. As a matter of fact, they're even filming because they are beginning a tour here this morning. Now, of course, many of you know that we do pre-record on Monday mornings, so by this time, they will have jammed the Roar on the Shore, I think, up in Erie this weekend that is underway and is continuing actually today, even though we're airing right now. But we are very excited to welcome the band in, and led by lead vocalist Tim Henry, who is here. Tim, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having us. We're really honored to be here.
Yeah, we had to do a quick expansion of the room. Might be the biggest band we've had in here at one time.
Did
you? Okay. Well, it's great to finally have you guys in here. Tim, if you would, first, before we get into the band itself and a little background of you guys, why don't you introduce the rest of the band?
Sure. I'll probably point at everybody, but we got Nick Farine on guitar, and he does some background vocals too. Ken Harnish on guitar and keyboards and vocals. Dave Stanisek on the bass, Matt Knapp on the drums, and we also have Mike Johns in the room. He's our sound tech and production manager.
Fantastic. How long have you guys been together as a band?
The band with that name started about 8 years ago, I think.
2010.
Yeah.
2010. Yeah.
You're going to make me do
about
that.
8 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of like 2009 is where it came in with Tim and I.
Yeah.
Tim and I and a drummer and a bass player, right near the end of 2009.
Yeah, we were doing a couple of gigs or whatever here and there. But really, that band transitioned a lot. And in a matter of like 2 years, the youngest guy in the band now is Dave, not age-wise, but these five guys have been together for about 6 years. We did a couple of things where we had different vocalists out front, and when the last guy left, we just decided to stick it out with these five. So we're enjoying ourselves, and it's a tight-knit group, so
yeah.
We don't need any disruptions.
You're enjoying what you have right now, and that's important. I mean, we've talked about band dynamics on this show a lot, and how, you know, bands can be as interesting as a family, truly, because you do spend a lot of time together, and especially performance-wise, and, you know.
Yeah, that's one of the things that, you know, we kind of joke about it, and you know, you talk about us being a biker band. We all ride, and that's a big part of our social aspect of the group, because we do hang out, and we ride a lot together. But, you know, it's become part of the band, too, so even like when we were trying out guitar or replacement vocalists, you know, that was it, we didn't want to say it, but it was a prerequisite kind of.
Okay,
it's hard to find. So, we like what we have now.
Yeah. So it's working for you.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, we always, as we sit down and do the show, we pre-record a couple of songs if you're going to do something live before we actually sit down here and chat. Mm-hmm. And I think the harmonies you have going on with Ken right now mixes very well for you.
Yeah, I think so. I think we do well. And you know, Nick didn't sing on that song, but he's doing some backup vocals. And Ken sings lead on some of the songs, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have a nice mix.
Yeah, yeah. And the guitar sound. I mean, obviously, it's a... I don't know. What would you consider yourselves a Southern rock country kind of styling? Or
yeah, well, that was kind of our intent when we started. But we started bringing in some classic rock. And, mm-hmm. and our own stuff is, I don't know, kind of got a Southern swing to some of it. But some of it's a little edgier, a little hard
yeah,
rock.
Yeah, I think it's kind of hard.
So... you know, we just I think what makes the sound is what the five guys bring to the table, and with three guitar players and three lead players, we all come from different backgrounds. Nick's a little more of the Southern rock, classic rock. Ken plays pretty much anything and has a lot of like a country feel to him, and
okay.
I'm more of a metal guy. So, you know, it for whatever reason it blends very well. So.
Yeah, yeah. And Ken also said that he does keyboards too. So you've
yeah.
got you've got a wide repertoire when you present your songs
right.
To choose yeah. from. Yeah,
yeah, and you know, with the rhythm section that we have with Dave. Dave won Bass Player of the Year of Pittsburgh Music Awards this year.
Well, congratulations!
And, you know, Matt is probably in my mind one of the top drummers anywhere, not just here, and he plays fiddle too.
So yeah,
wow. If we ever have that need, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be difficult. Yeah. So, how does the songwriting occur for you guys? Is everybody bringing something to the table? Does somebody have that primary passion? Yeah.
We're starting now to everybody bringing stuff in.
Okay.
We did the first album. You know, I had some stuff laying around, and you know, then you know, Dave brought in some stuff, and we kind of. Wanted to just fill the EP, you know, and not that it was filler. It was just we brought in what we already had. There's some songs that were written for the album. Mr. Mayhem was one of them, but starting with the new material, we're all contributing and bringing in pieces. And you know, I know I write a lot of the lyrics, but you know, Dave has contributed, and I think Nick and Ken are starting as well. So. It's a team effort for sure.
Well, when you say, you know, the core group that you have here right now, and it sounds like it's working for you, but it is relatively young with regard to how long the band has been around, or maybe you as musicians. I mean, obviously, it sounds like you guys have been playing music for quite some time. So, you know, it's obviously anytime it's a work in progress, but it sounds like you're in still a kind of a developmental phase where, you know, and where you're going to take this.
Yeah, it's an evolution for sure. You know, and I think as we grow and get more comfortable with each other, we contribute a little bit more. And, you know, it's kind of funny we talk about songwriting, but Matt very much contributes to the arrangements of the songs,
mm-hmm.
even if he's not, you know, musically contributing to the chords or even the lyrics or whatever.
Yeah.
So he has a lot to say. So we're all throwing our ideas together in there. So it's definitely going to turn into something else, I think, and it might just continue to change.
Yeah, yeah. Again, an evolution, which is really cool. Visiting with the band Sour Mash here tonight, and I know we've only been able to sample a little bit of your material, but every time I played it, it kind of caught me, and I personally have not seen you guys play out live yet, so I've got to make that happen because I like what I hear, and it sounds like you have a lot of fun and put on a hell of a performance, no doubt.
Thank you very much.
So we're going to go into a song called Mr. Mayhem, which is actually pre-recorded ahead of a song that you've mm-hmm. just done live here and going to be in the studio with us doing. Tell us a little background of Mr. Mayhem.
Well, I think that was the last song that was written for the First Shot EP.
Okay.
That was about the time where we started to become aware that, you know, people were looking at us like a biker band. And that song is basically about some of that culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's you know, more about the dark side of things, you know, and Mr. Mayhem in some circles, I guess, is considered, you know, final punishment.
Okay.
You know, if you cross the band or cross your brothers, you know.
So, yeah.
That's what that's about.
All right. Well, let's give it a listen, and then we're going to have a live studio cut here as well with the band Sour Mash tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
shoots to get tequila like some bull string. She'll run the table, take the money away. I love everything about her from head to her toes. But one thing I love the most, it's all that I want. I knew it from the start. I love a country girl heart. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. She keeps a shotgun.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, and our next segment here is brought to you by Bros' Superette, high on the hill and right on the price. Stop on in for some of the great selections of meat. They'll cut you up some fresh stuff made every day. And, of course, speaking of made, they've got homemade sides, salads, lots of deli meats, cheeses. If you're taking a cruise and going to see the band Sour Mash, stock up. And we are with the band Sour Mash here tonight. And just going into the break, heard a really, really cool song called Country Girl that you guys had recorded live in the studio here with us. And Tim, give us a little background on that song. Did you actually pen the lyrics to that?
I did, yeah. I don't know. That just kind of hit me. It was something that I felt we needed, something that was a little more upbeat. And at the time, we were talking about maybe adding a little more of a country flavor to our repertoire, and that song just kind of came about, and I started thinking about like a lot of the girls that we see in the bars and things like that, and the girls we see today that are they're driving big trucks and shooting pool and shooting guns and everything else, it's a lot of fun thinking about those things, so it just kind of fell together.
Yeah.
Not much point to it.
How old is that song? I'm curious.
I don't know, 3 years maybe.
So it's been around, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so we were actually pumping out a lot of material for our next album, and then at the time, you know, we went through a transition. Two vocalists left over a course of 2 years, so or actually a year and a half. So that kind of that project got on the shelf a little bit, and then we have the film thing happening now. So it might be a while before we get that album out, but hopefully it'll come out about the same time as the film.
That's
Can
cool.
I give a shout out to Gwen, by the way?
Yeah, I was gonna go into that next. We are filming this here in the studio. You guys are putting together an actual band film or video?
Yeah, it's gonna be like a documentary about you know, the baddest biker band on the planet. You know? it's about us, you know, going to our gigs on the bikes. It's about the crew that we travel with, and about probably a lot of like Three Stooges type routines that we do in the background. You know, Bread Media got involved with doing the whole production of everything, and Quinn Wolverton's been a big part of that. So I want to say thanks to him.
Any time frame on when we might be expecting the documentary to be wrapped up?
I have no idea. It'd
be like
I'm
an album, huh?
maybe a year, okay. You know, next all summer, right. Probably. But
okay.
Hopefully
before we retire.
Well, we want to watch this when we're old and gray. So that's going to be what, a couple years from now?
That was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, so this is something to look back on, right?
That's awesome. You guys actually have had a song picked up that people probably were watching, I think maybe, what was it, CBS television. I remember somebody getting in touch with me about a year ago going, hey, these guys in Western Pennsylvania just had a song. I think he was either telling me it was just on or it was coming up that week.
Yeah, it was last spring, in April, I think, that TV show Scorpion on CBS.
Yeah.
Our song Flesh and Bone was on there for about 30 seconds. And we also have another song, one we played in the studio, You Are Everything. That was in a movie from, was that last year, 2 years ago?
Last year.
Yeah.
And it just hit Amazon.
Oh,
so it's
cool.
On Amazon Prime. It's called A Fancy Piece of Homicide. It was a local guy, James Varhola, that put that together. Right? James? Joseph. Sorry.
Joseph.
James is...
Yeah,
your
that's
guy.
Slim. That's Slim from the Shiners, right?
Yeah. They're related, though, I think. Aren't they?
Yeah. Very cool.
But yeah, so that was cool. And we all went to the screening and stuff. And,
awesome.
It was a good time.
That's very cool. Well, hey, any bit of exposure could be good exposure, too. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
As we mentioned, you guys are kind of working your way while stopping here. This is actually being recorded Monday morning preceding the show. And you guys are... You got a whole contingent with you. You're heading up north, hitting Roar on the Shore.
Yeah, so the last several years we've been playing up there, and we do a headline show at the Harley-Davidson of Erie. They have a couple of stages up there, and we headline on Friday night. We're also hitting New York this week, too. So
cool.
We'll be playing out of state a little bit. And
Harrisburg
the
following week.
Yeah, that's right. We're going out east the week after.
Okay, so you got a good, nice little regional tour going on, and you guys have opened for a lot of people too. That's got to be kind of a fun time.
Yeah, we've done Co twice and Blackberry Smoke, and what was that last week?
Moonshine Bandits.
Luke Combs opened for us.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Hey, how about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know that guy can really sing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
good stuff. Where'd the band name come from?
That's a process or a type of whiskey, right?
Yeah, right.
And it just kind of fit our lifestyle, and you know, I think that's where it came from.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, right now we're kind of sponsored by Jim Beam, and
okay. That's
all bourbon. It's not sour mash whiskey.
Yeah.
At all.
But hey, it's a great blend.
It is.
It'll all get you to the same place eventually.
That's so. Right. And everybody on Harleys?
Okay. Dave just bought one.
Yeah.
Dave's a metric guy. We helped the gun to his head. He
got to buy into the band concept here.
Yeah,
huh? Great stuff.
Every guy in this band actually got them at Z&M.
Yeah.
Up in Greensburg. So
cool.
In fact, I bought several there, I think.
Oh, that's great stuff, guys. Where can people find you? Do you have a few places locally that people might be able to find you regularly?
I would imagine Coldwater Saloon's probably the one we play the most. We do like a lot of like benefits there, and we end up doing the like the night before Thanksgiving or something. But
cool.
A lot of rides go through that saloon, so we end up doing those after parties.
Cool.
But
Jurgles.
Jurgles has been a lot lately, and usually the big thing for us is the biker events in the summer.
Yeah.
You know, we've done Hazen, we do Three Rivers Harley, Z&M Harley, all these other
good
places that have them. So
good. So people can follow you on, you have a website or a Facebook page, Sour, anything good. Social media people can find Sour Mash?
Yeah, sourmashrocks.com is our website. You can get to all of our social media there. I think Facebook is Sour Mash 1 and everything else is Sour Mash Rocks.
Okay.
Twitter, Instagram, I don't even know what they are anymore.
Yeah, so many of them.
Yeah.
Just Google Sour Mash Band, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of Sour Mash. The baddest biker band.
Baddest biker band on the planet. That's the key. All right.
See our smiling faces.
Yeah. And then people can find your albums there, too, if they...
You can download, you can listen to on our website. Amazon, CD Baby, Spotify, Pandora, anything. Yeah, we're on jukeboxes all over the country, TouchTunes and AMI.
Nice.
Anyway.
Fantastic. Great to meet you guys. We wish you the best of luck this weekend, and by this point, I'm sure it will have been a successful Friday night, but we look forward to seeing you out and about, and I'm definitely going to look you guys up. I want to see you play live because love what we've been hearing here, and you mentioned Flesh and Bone. We're going to play that cut. That was the one that was on the television show Scorpion. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. So we're going to play that, and then you're going to do another live cut here in the studio that is You Are Everything. Give us a little background on those two songs, if you would.
Flesh and Bone was some years ago. I was thinking about doing a blues project, and it was a song that I had written for that. And it turned out a whole lot different than what that was going to be. It's a lot faster and a lot more rocking. And You Are Everything was something that has been around for a long, long time. I wrote that back in the 90s.
Wow.
And I actually recorded it with the band Hybrid, and then Lenny Collini recorded that song, and it keeps coming up.
Yeah.
I think everybody likes it.
So. It sounds great, and we're going to give it a listen here tonight.
Thank you.
And I know we've played Flesh and Bone and more before, so great stuff. Guys, great to meet you. Best of luck on the tour. And the future is the band Sour Mash. We appreciate you coming in and visiting and sharing your story with us here on the Grassroots Show.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Sour Mash. Give it a listen right now tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. Don't forget, we're streaming at 977rocks.com. And after you enjoy this episode, you can play it back on the future archives at 977rocks.com as well. We'll be right back.
been so long since I held your hand. There's something I need you to understand. This long hard road has kept us miles apart. I want you to know that you're always with me. Inside my heart, pictures of you under this dim map light have kept me warm through all those cold and lonely nights. I'm coming home to you once again. Looks like this time apart has finally reached the end. You're the fire that burns in me. You're the air that I breathe. My one and only fantasy. You are everything to me. The end of the road, and I'm all alone. I find myself standing in a dark, empty home. Time after time, you've been hiding your tears. It hurts to believe you've been crying silently all those years. You're the fire that burns in me.
Grilling season at Bros' Super Ed. Stock up for your summer parties, cookouts, and camp. Pick up your burgers, hot dogs, kielbasa, wings, steaks, or marinated chicken. Then grab a couple of side dishes and buns, and you'll be all set for an easy meal. Plus, try their smoked meats. And Bros' is king of the ham loaf in Butler. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4. Corner of South Main and Rockenstein, where they're high on the hill and right on the price. It's Bros' Super Ed.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
If you're an area veteran, a very unique opportunity for you to hear some local musicianship coming up on Wednesday, July 25th, at the New VA on Duffy Road. very special veterans event called Music is Medicine Hour, being presented by local musician Donnie Yozo. Again, that's Wednesday, July 25th from 11:30 to 12:30 at the A.B. Abraham VA Healthcare Center second floor lobby. This is free for all area veterans. And you can join Donnie Yozo later that night at the Rock Ann Haven for an open mic night. On Friday, July 27th, join Washboard Tony at the Lindora American Legion, beginning at 8 o'clock. And then that Sunday, July 29th, he'll be at Crossfire, opening for Nashville singer-songwriter Mary James. Be sure to mark your calendar for Labor Day weekend and the annual Corbry Woodstock event, all day Sunday, September 2nd, from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., a day-long celebration of family, friendship, peace, and local music. Check out CorbryWoodstock.com to get your tickets. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar on Saturday, July 28th, be sure to join the Noble Hops Band. They'll be at Rib Fest out at Paradise Park. And mark your calendar, too, for Saturday, August 4th. It'll be the last Community Days celebration of the year in Winfield Township, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Getting ready to close down another edition of our local music show, Grassroots, here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. This segment brought to you by P&W Construction. Great to have the guys from Sour Mash in here. Boy, that sounded great. I love those two songs they did live here tonight. Really impressive.
Yeah, that was fun stuff. Great job. I wish them nothing but success.
Absolutely. So we'll be turning our attention back to Rock Done Right tours now that the band jam is done, and continue just progressing through the rest of the year. You know, a lot of buzz, too, with regard to from band jam, people talking about how the music is in downtown Butler. And I'm not just talking to bands. I was talking to people who were out in the audience saying it's so cool to have that stage in downtown Butler and being drawn back down to those locations. And when you look around at what was going on, and of course during our band jam, the Deutschtown Festival was going on, you know, and I saw a post this week from Chip Demonic, who kind of recapped, because I know Chip and the Charge Ups played down there, and talked about how he's been involved in this music scene for quite some time, and he really feels right now there's a really cool buzz going on because so many different things are happening where they want to bring a lot of local music together.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. It's blowing up all over the place, and I think people are realizing just how much talent, just raw talent is in this area. And, you know, hey, it's the mantra of the show. It's the best value for your entertainment dollar. It is. So, yeah, let's keep it going.
Absolutely. I mean, even thanks to the Tribune Review, doing some articles recently on local music and even including the band jam. It's just great to have people being reached out to, because, you know, we saw that this year with all the new people that came to band jam to check it out. And they were all blown away by that talent and the diverse styles of music that were being presented. But that musicianship is the core of the whole thing.
Yeah, it sure is. And but again, you know, we were drawing people from Maryland and Ohio and West Virginia and New York to this festival, so they know it's here too.
Yeah.
Great job, everybody.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. We'll do it again sometime. We're going to wrap up the show tonight with a couple of tunes, and I know you guys just got done. The Noble Hops Band got an opportunity to play with one of our past Grassy nominees, and if I remember correctly, they might have been the runner-up one year, but they've been part of Band Jam in the past, and I know you guys played the downtown stage, speaking of that.
Yeah, it was love these guys. We do a couple shows with them every year, and that's Lions in America, and fun stuff down there. Hats off to everybody who, like you were saying earlier, got that stage in downtown Butler again and getting music back into the streets. Yeah. Great stuff. So,
yeah. And the local businesses that have gotten behind it, too. That's the key. because I know there's been some knocks about doing those kind of things and taking taxpayer dollars. Well, they've dug in, and businesses have stepped forward to saying, no, we want to be a part of this as well, because I think they're seeing the value of it.
Yeah, that's good. You need the community behind you, no doubt about it. But, yeah, so let's throw on some Lions in America and Fine Art of Falling Apart.
And we'll follow that up with our Grassy Award-winning band, first ever two-time winners of the Grassy, as nominated by us, but voted on by you, the listeners out there. All of Me, Anger the Ant, and boy, those guys were thrilled. I was shocked. I mean, they were almost like kids in a candy store, excited about that.
And we were able to have some fun again this year in presenting the award and kind of messing with them a little bit. And I loved it. Jason was like, you got us.
Good.
We knew what we were doing.
Yeah. We
loved it. We knew you were watching.
That's right. Yeah, just having some fun with it, and much well-deserved, as I said, from the stage. It just shows you how strong their debut album was. Every song on there is great stuff. And, you know, there were a lot of nominees, even bands that weren't nominated in that final 12 that deserve to walk away with this kind of award. And that shows you how important it is.
Well, and I want to give a shout out to Zach Rivito from Anger the Ant, because, you know, he got on and thanked those who voted for Anger the Ant, but he also thanked those who voted for the other bands, which was really cool. He goes, It's just, as long as you took the time to get on there and vote for one of these bands and participate in that. I thought that was a really classy statement he made. So,
absolutely.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Well, have yourselves a great night. Enjoy the rest of the music. And we'll be back again next Sunday night playing some local music for you here on The Rock Station, 97.7 and The Grassroots Show with Bob in Utah.
See what's happening here in this town, 'cause it's the fine art of falling apart in this town.
I hope it's not too late.
With me. broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Ah, summertime. No better time to test drive that new car you've had your eye on at Honda North. And we've got the hot summertime deals you're looking for during the Reach the Beach sales event. Just in time for your summer vacation. Hurry in today. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Station 97.7.
the rock station, 97.7.